Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets and an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthenticated Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Well, I'm here and on time. Isn't that neat? I'd just like to say to everybody
that... Along with a host of others. In the search for what happened to the Upsidaisium, our heroes tracked down the head of G8 named General Walkin' Sunshine, who made them wait all day in his office in Washington, D.C. before rejecting Rocky and Bullwinkle and telling them,
No!
Prompting the sad little squirrel to hang his head and exclaim,
There goes our last clue to figure out what the deal is with Upsidaisium. Out of all the people we visited directly, that'll never add up.
Lucky for researcher Rocky and Bullwinkle, General Sunshine wasn't out of earshot yet and stops immediately in his tracks upon hearing the squirrel.
Well, Rocky, it just goes to show that some people can't do the math.
What did you just say?
I said that some people can't do the math. Apparently he can't hear either.
No, what did you say?
He said it'll never add up, leading me to say that it's all...
I know what you said!
Well, then what did I mean?
Arrgh!
What I mean to say, General, is that 3 out of 2 people have trouble with fractions. Or wait, what I meant to say was 1 out of 5 through 2 people have...
Not you, you idiot hat rack! Him! Him! He said...
About the Upsidaisium?
Bingo!
Wait, so now you're willing to talk to us about Upsidaisium?
Why didn't you lead with that?
I didn't know we were dancing.
No! To the secretary!
Gosh, General Sunshine, we didn't know we had to!
How did you even find out about that?
And then Reese began to tell his tale of how he found Upsidaisium, found in previous episodes of this program. We conclude with Rocky's part of this tale.
But Mount Flatten was seized by the government back in the day and was mined for all the Upsidaisium before it was obtained by some weird foreign Cold War crook.
Yeah.
He was named Mr. Big.
But he was so small.
Mr. Big, though, tried to steal even the tiniest big and then floated up into space.
Whoop. Never to be heard again.
Because he was tiny.
Because he was teeny tiny. Just a small bit of Upsidaisium just kept lifting him higher and higher and higher.
And with the discussion of adding all those new elements to the periodic table in the news,
Reese here feels that it should be added.
But as a joint find between myself and Mr. Bullwinkle here.
General Sunshine looks at the three of them, pondering. What could he be thinking? Sunshine takes a deep breath and kneels next to the plucky squirrel.
Meet me tomorrow here.
And that's what they did. But in the morning, when the trio arrived, they are greeted by the secretary.
Hello, darlings. General Sunshine will be here shortly.
What the?
You look really different, but seem very familiar.
Yeah.
Of course, darling. All secretaries are the same.
I don't think other secretaries may agree with you, but how much longer for the wait?
Not much longer. Maybe 3-4 minutes? Or in audience cases, maybe a month. Now, excuse me, boys. I may be getting a call from secret big wig politician.
Natasha quickly slips out the door and quietly holds up a massive block. Wait, hold on a second. Is that an old 80s cell phone?
Yes, darling. On our budget, we must make do with large brick phone. Boris, darling, come in, darling.
Yes, Natasha.
Moose and Squirrel are here with Putz Scientist.
Oh, drat! It took us a whole week to get clearance, but Moose and Squirrel not far behind.
Whole week, Boris?
Okay, you're right, Poopsie. Washington vetting process take less than 5 minutes.
How 5 minutes?
Bribery, of course.
Oh, how wonderful, Boris.
What can I say? Washington now is my kind of place. Whole town filled with crooks.
Okay, Boris. I see General coming into building. Must get back to spying on Moose and Squirrel.
Uh-oh. Looks like that fiendish duo are going to get the scoop on Upsidasium. Can Rocky and Bullwinkle catch her snooping in the act? Stay tuned next time in a little episode of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Tinker Tailor Natasha Spies, or Spy See You, Boris.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by J. Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Nightgig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.